This is the Big Brother Canada debriefing for week 7 with your hosts, Karen and Angelique. Warning, there will be live feed spoilers. The views of these two superfans in no way represents the opinions or views of Corus Entertainment, Global TV, or Insight Productions Limited.
Hi, I am Angelique Fons, and I love Big Brother Canada.
Hi, and I'm Karen Shoot, also a huge Big Brother fan and live feed addict.
In fact, I think, weren't you up super late last night because you could not get off the feeds?
Yeah, I'm definitely a little weary this morning. But you know what? When suddenly there's going to be a fight of the pretty boys, like a throwdown between two of the major characters, you got to stay up. You got to watch that thing happen live.
This is amazing.
I've been waiting all season to see that. I'm so excited. It's finally happened.
It's going to get heavy.
Well, before we get into that, maybe we should recap the week. Let's take a quick look at what's gone down so far.
Well, I'm going to start with saying...
Mark,
you've disappointed me horribly. You made all these huge promises about big moves and taking out a big player.
Finally, something I could show the house. I'm not a floater. I'm not just kind of sailing away like a little white dove in the sky. I am a predator. I'm an eagle.
And who does he have on the block?
Oh, Esty and Damien. Really? That's your big play?
This is your backdoor shot?
Kira,
I don't know if you're thinking game.
I don't want to hear it again.
I know, you're not thinking game, man. I don't know if it's because you're fragile. I don't know.
That's going to be the moment that's going to win you
the game-changing move, right?
Yeah, no.
I have been waiting for weeks now to blow up the pretty boys from within.
It's funny. Remember Esty? So Esty on the feed says to him, you just lost yourself $100,000.
I think it's a waste of your HOH, and I also think that you've kind of sealed your faith at $100,000.
Right?
Yeah,
she says
absolutely.
You've lost my vote. Adam hates you. Sam hates you. Damien hates you. You will now never win.
So imagine how you're going to feel when I take myself off of this block and put all my energy into coming after you.
He made so many enemies this week for no good reason.
I know that Damien, Esty, and Kira want me out, right? So if one
everybody wants you out right now, man. Yes, you off a lot of people, Mark. I'm gonna be serious with you.
He just has not played the smartest game, and I expected so much more from him.
Absolutely. He was just such a big talker in the DR, and I guess in the end of the day, that's all it was, just talk.
This would cause chaos of biblical proportions. The pretty boys would be toast, and that would actually be pretty good for my game.
I think he should have put up Dane, and he should have put up Adam.
Yeah, if he wanted to take that shot, that would have been his absolute best move. But I'm still not sure that he would have had the numbers to back that up.
It all hinges on that right moment.
He absolutely would have gotten one of those guys out. But going forward into next week, I don't know that he would necessarily have the support of the house. He might end up himself on the block right afterwards.
He might anyway, right?
So, yeah, I think so.
This is some interesting stuff. And of course, hallelujah, Big Brother Canada producers. This hasn't been shown on TV yet, but a huge superpower is coming into play, as we've seen on the feeds.
Yeah.
It's Secret Assassin.
Oh, very exciting.
Yeah.
One of the boxes contained a special power. The agent that found it has now assumed the role of Secret Assassin.
What?
The house guest they have chosen to nominate is Corey.
What?
Now, there seems to be some debate in the house as to who exactly is the Secret Assassin.
I don't know.
We know it has to do with the archive room.
Yep.
There's a lot of options for people it could be. Adam found a flashlight.
There's that tape recorder that they showed on the last episode with Esty and Damien.
I think Dane was the one who put that in the box to hide it.
That's right.
So there's probably about 4 good candidates right now of people who could have
who
made
that
move.
Who might be the Secret Assassin.
You guys found that recorder? No.
That one found it.
I found it.
In a box.
We saw it.
I put it in a box and it's gone. I was blaming you.
And we already know what the move is because the feeds have shown us, and it's brilliant and makes me very happy.
Yes. Corey on the block.
Corey on the block. And it's not that I don't like Corey. It's that Anthony wants Corey to be safe till the end because she's obviously his meat shield and competition beast.
Bro, you spend just as much time with Corey as I do with Sam.
What? You and Sam shower together.
And also, she's going to be the only one that is going to take that shot against Dane and Adam for Anthony. Anthony can't be seen as going against the other pretty boys, but he can send his own personal assassin in the form of Corey to do that damage for him.
And he can obviously manipulate Corey like a perfect little puppet.
And she's going to be the one to do the dirty work for us.
Yeah, and I think Adam and Dane are really catching on to that this week because they've been pushing for Corey to be the renom once Adam took himself off with the POV, and they just weren't biting. But I think what that's doing now is it's actually putting a splinter in between all the pretty boys. That's where the crack's coming, because it's now Anthony and Mark versus Dane and Adam.
I'm 100% loyal to the pretty boys, but this is a really bad situation right now, and I'm not sure if I can get out of it.
Amazing.
I know, it's great. It's finally
it's
happening.
It's finally happening. It's what we've been waiting for. And Twitter is exploding. Everybody is so happy.
Yeah, and Adam and Anthony are just really going head-to-head in some of these conversations. I think it's hilarious that Anthony, his whole reason for getting Sam out was that he wanted Adam's head more focused in the game.
This is exactly why Sam needs to go. So Adam can stop being so damn emotional so the pretty boys can move further in this game.
Well, guess what, Anthony? Be careful what you wish for. Yeah, be careful what you wish for because he's all in and he is on to your games.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
Which is going to make for, I think we are about to see the best week yet of Big Brother Canada.
Oh, yes.
I think this is going to be the most fun. I think Thursday is going to be explosive, interesting, mm-hmm. wild. I can't wait.
Yeah.
And then the fallout is going to be amazing.
Yes.
If you cross me, it's never good.
Now, it does make me wonder, at this point, now that all the pretty boys can see the crack in the alliance and that it's probably a foregone conclusion that they're all going to split up at some point, is it in someone's best interest to reveal the pretty boys to the rest of the house, to try and use that truth and that information?
I don't know. What an interesting idea.
Kira, Sam, and Chelsea, they were dead set on the fact that there's a guys' alliance.
Esty doesn't even realize how close to the truth she is.
Like, what great gameplay, because then you will get the trust of the other players
Absolutely.
Over the other guys because you were the one who brought it up, which will probably give you jury votes, which is ultimately what they're playing for right now, right, is jury votes.
You're not rolling around with chipmunks. You're in the safari with lions.
Say if Anthony were to go and reveal that Dane was already in this alliance with them the entire time to Esty and Damien, they might reevaluate their relationship with Dane and have less trust in him and then maybe go over to work with Anthony. Who knows?
We're all masterminds.
That's true. And we don't know who's going to survive yet because there's three people on the block.
Yep.
We've got Esty, Damien, mm-hmm. and Corey.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's a double eviction or if one of the three are going home.
I guess we'll see on Thursday.
I know,
just can't wait.
This is going to be the most epic.
So thank you all for listening. And I know I am super excited about Thursday night.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be fireworks. Pop your popcorn.
You're get your comfiest blanket. It's going to be amazing. All right. And please tune in next week and hear more gossip, live feed spoilers, and speculation.
Oh, man, this will be the greatest season ever.
Season ever, man.
Don't miss Big Brother Canada weeknights on Global. And listen to the Big Brother Canada debriefing every Wednesday to hear the latest gossip news and stay up to date on what's going on in the house.
It's going to get heavy.